702
on 92.7 and 106 FM.
Streaming on 702.co.za.
The 702 app.
And on DSTV channel 856.
Let's stay with the arts. Make sure you go and see his show. I should imagine it's going to be very amusing. And let's bring in Lesego Faneka, director and choreographer of Shoreleft Broadway. It is an inspiring musical for all ages. A very good morning to you. Thanks for hanging on for us. Tell us about it.
Good morning, everyone. Thank you so much for having me. Shoreleft Broadway is a new musical, brand new. Produced by the National School of the Arts, directed by myself, and choreographed by myself, written by the amazing Tepora Tona. And it's a story that starts off as a typical storyline about a young girl with a Broadway dream wanting to be a star. But we bring in that you know, the climax of the story is quite fatal and almost crushes the dreams of the young girl. And she finds herself in a world that none of us really know what it's like, if it actually exists. And it's a world where she's fighting to come back to this world to pursue her dream. So it's really inspiring. And it's a story that is carried by young people from the ages of 13 to 18 who are just extremely talented and extremely hungry to tell their story and also to tell an authentically South African, pan-African story, which I think is probably the most beautiful about the most beautiful thing about the story.
And the line, sometimes a shot left is simply not possible?
Sorry?
The line, simply, the shot left is simply not possible?
The line shot left is simply not possible.
Yeah, I just read that in your blurb, and I'm just wondering what it means. I mean, does she achieve her dreams? Does she need to rethink about success in this area?
Well, of course, we have to give everyone a happy ending, but it doesn't come easy, you know. And she does need to think about a lot and realize her dream and dreams of so many people, both here. So she carries a lot on her shoulders, this young girl, and when she realizes exactly what she's carrying on her shoulders, it's a serious fight for survival to actually make it. But she does eventually make it on Broadway, and it's beautiful to see her actually get to that point.
And you say touches on the touchstones of our rich South African musical heritage. Tell us more about the musical repertoire.
Absolutely. So we've used originally South African or African musical music. So we opened the show with Freedom Is Coming, which is a soundtrack that all South Africans can relate to, from the musical Sarafina by Mbongeni Ngema. And we go through music such as Special Star from Mango Groove. We go through music such as Shadowland from The Lion King that was created and produced by Lebo M. We go through music such as Back of the Moon, which can be found in King Kong, which is a South African musical. We go through original South African composition that was done by Siyangoba Lungwane, who is our musical director. And we end the show off with a song called Unity, which again is by Mbongeni Ngema. There's a very beautiful moment in the show where a young lady by the name of Lwazi Sithole, who is a grade 11 learner, so she must be 16 or 17, and she sings the song Little Girl that is by Sibongile Khumalo. And in that moment, pretty much the auditorium is in tears. So it's really quite rich with South African music and also just, you know, these legendary artists that have come before us.
It sounds absolutely beautiful, just for the music, but I'm sure for your choreography too, which I'd love to see playing out on stage. And the fact that you've got apparently a cast of 32 NSA learners who sing, dance and act. And there's a student band of 8 players. Tell us more about them.
Absolutely. So 32 learners, all multidisciplinary between dance, art, music, drama. And I don't know what I was thinking costing 32, but I think I made a right
choice.
Brave
lady.
so brave. And I've got 9 in the band, and then I've got 10 backstage that are working as stagehands, and I've got 2 up in the lighting box working as follow spotters. So my wish and my hope for the show was to give the learners as much to do in the show just so that they can learn. This is their show. The only thing that I left to professionals really is the creativity of it. The lighting, the set designers, the sound engineers, of course the director and the choreographer, and the main stage manager. But even the stage manager has an intern, Skylar, who is a 17-year-old girl in the drama department. So the show honestly is ran by the students, and it's just quite amazing what they've been able to accomplish in the few weeks that we've been able to rehearse the show.
I did say NSA learners, and that's the National School of Arts. What do you learn from students when you put on something like this? I should imagine the relationship, it must be intense, emotional, and dynamic.
Absolutely. Firstly, for me, working with the NSA is very special because I'm a graduate of the National School of the Arts. So whenever I work there, it just feels like I'm working with a younger version of myself. It feels like I'm giving back to a space that I know. So it's very special for me. But working with young people just shows you just how much responsibility we have as this generation, as adults, as the people that are laying the foundation right now for the next generation to really do a good job and lay the right foundation that they can come in and thrive on. But also it teaches you a level of sensitivity, a level of empathy, a level of understanding, and a way to communicate with young people, not just to teach them, but to encourage them, which is what young people need. They need to be nurtured. They need to be encouraged. They need to be supported, and they need to know that they matter. And that's really what I do with these young people. And they are just so talented. The talent is, you don't know what to do with the talent. It's so much talent. I'm just so grateful and so fortunate to be in the position that I am to work with these young learners.
So exciting and wonderful to see it on our soil. What are you hoping to achieve with the show, and where would you like it to go? What's success for you here?
I would love the story to multiply. I'd love the story to show at the National Arts Festival. I'd love the story to cross the borders and, you know, somebody buy it and say, we want to put this on Broadway, because the story really is really good. Tsepo Ratona did a brilliant job in writing a story that not only speaks to this dream of this young girl, but speaks to the dreams of so many artists that are living, that are not living, so many artists that didn't live out their dreams as well. It's such a rich and honestly touching story, especially in the time that we're living in, where the lives of artists are, you know, so, if I can say, fickle, endangered. You know, we're really not really sure what's happening with the artistry at the moment. So I just hope that people can just see the story, get inspired, feel proud to be South African, feel proud to tell our own stories, speak our own languages, wear our own cultural attires, you know, just really tap into that rich Africanness that we have and just multiply the story. I think it's a story that needs to be heard.
It really is a beautiful space, isn't it, to make us proud. And we have our own feeling, our own taste, as you say, to show off our rich cultural heritage. How do you think South Africa is viewed in the space that you are in at the moment? What would you like to see happening there as well?
So South Africa is known for talent. That's the thing that we all know. We have rich exports. You look at the kind of artists that have gone overseas, the kind of shows that have gone overseas. I think the trouble with South Africa is that, particularly in the musical theater space, we are still in a space where we are duplicating, replicating work that is done overseas, particularly Broadway and the West End. And there's nothing wrong with that, but I think the time is coming now where we need to start telling our own story. We need to hear what people have to say. There are so many young African writers that have rich stories. Like I'm saying, Tsepo Ratona has written an incredible story, and I think his story needs to be heard. So at the moment, what is happening is South African musical theatre artists are kind of being shipped overseas to go and tell stories overseas, stories that have nothing to do with us. And it would be great for the world to come here and hear our stories and see our stories. And that's the biggest thing for me. As an African woman, as a black woman, there's something very different about dancing ballet and something very different about dancing African dance with percussion, just stuff that I can really recognize instantly. It just reads completely different emotionally for myself, but also physically, I deliver it differently. And that's what happens when you start working on authentic stuff. It just slaps differently because it's real for you. And that's really what I'm hoping will start to happen, not just in musical theatre, just generally in the entertainment space in South Africa.
I suspect it will. And with somebody like you pushing that direction, we should get there pretty soon. If anyone wants to see this, I'm definitely going to go, for sure. Where, what, how? Quickly, if you will, if you don't mind.
Please go to the Joburg Theatre.co.za. You'll find us at Shotlift Broadway. Buy a ticket. Come support the children. You will not be disappointed. It is absolutely gorgeous. And the lighting designer, Mandlam Jali, has done the most incredible job in just creating a magical world that you will never forget. So, JoburgTheatre.co.za, Shotlift Broadway, buy a ticket. We are on today, this afternoon at 2:30, this evening at 6:30, and tomorrow at 2:30, and that is it. So you've got three more opportunities, and I really hope that people will come out and see these young people and really support the talent.
Yes, they should. Lesego van der Kerk, thank you very much.